The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's July the 7th. And my friend Larry.
No, it's June.
June the 7th. June. You're right. Boy, I was jumping ahead. I thought we had already gone through 4th of July.
Summer's half over. My goodness.
June the 7th. Thank you, Larry Brown, for correcting me. My friend Larry Brown is here and he walked in. He didn't have a guitar. And I said, well, you're going to...
Air guitar. Going to do air guitar.
Yeah, you're going to tell a story today.
Yes.
And what's the story about?
Well, I can tell you it's about lighting a candle.
Okay. And it's not tied to any holiday.
For a change.
Yeah.
Here is Larry Brown with a story about lighting a candle.
Well, the other night, we were having an event in the evening and on the porch, and we lit some of those citronella candles.
Yeah.
Now, not a real candle, you know, a bug repellent candle, but here it was in the evening, and the candle was lit, and I flashed back to a memory, but it was a two-stage memory. I was remembering seeing a newspaper clipping from 1990. There were some people protesting U.S. government policy and actions in Central America in 1990. And the woman was pictured with a little cross that was remembering people that had died in Central America. And there was the name Rosa Castellón. And I remembered that name from 1986. I was in Central America, in Nicaragua particularly, and in Costa Rica, there on a fact-finding mission. On behalf of the Presbyterian Church, we were looking at the consequences of the war at that time. The United States, with the Contra Army, was fighting against the Sandinista government in Nicaragua. And we were there to see what was happening to people. We visited churches and schools and various projects, some 35 different sites we visited. And one afternoon, we went out to the border of Nicaragua and Honduras, between the little town of Somotillo and the tiny little village of Hinojocoao. And we were there on the roadside where an incident had occurred just a few days before we were there. There was a pickup with 14 unarmed women and children being driven by a male Swiss agronomist. And the Contra soldiers had detonated a Claymore mine, blew up the pickup, and then stepped out and using automatic weapon fire had shot the people. And they were heard saying, it's too bad they were only women. Well, there were four women killed. Several other women and children were wounded. And I talked to one of a 10-year-old girl that was wounded, and her grandmother was one of the women killed. Her name was Rosa Castellón. And we went to a little graveside cemetery, commemoration at a cemetery at Hinojocoao, then walked to the site on the road where it had happened. There was a mass done by a lay delegate of the Word, and I remember as he was sharing prayers and meditations and we were singing and so on, word had gone around the crowd that that person leading that worship service had been announced on a radio station that he was going to be a target by the Contra against him for, again, it was considered a protest against the war. And I thought how brave he was. Well, that evening, we wound up going into the little town of Somotillo to the graveside of the Swiss agronomist that was mm-hmm. also killed in that incident, and we lit candles as we shared that evening. And I was thinking back over that whole period of time. For me, it was plunging into another culture, into a place of conflict, a place of tragedy, life lost unnecessarily because of political and economic conflicts. And that simple act of lighting a candle that evening gave those of us that were there certainly a connection to the people, remembering their importance. It gave us a way of introducing hope you know, even though lives were unnecessarily lost, that candle flickering was saying, you know, life still goes on. Relationships still can be that of nurture, of love, of importance. Lighting that candle gave us a sense of community, of solidarity as well. We who were there in a strange land now finding community with people from this other place. And just that simple act of lighting a candle to remember someone had died made all of these political and economic and geographic connections and the world being, you know, represented by that single flame. So the other night, there on the back porch, lit a candle, I found myself going back again, not only in time, but then connecting to our world today. I mean, we've had in the past weeks and months, you know, different kinds of tragedies around the world, naturally and human-induced. And sometimes those little gestures that we do are the most important because they do give us hope, solidarity, and necessarily give us suggestions for maybe we ought to be doing something about our destructive behavior or helping at least others who are in tragic circumstances. So, yeah. Well, I wrote a poem and I did a song originally about that event, but I will forever remember Rosa Castellón, 60 years old, a grandmother, a mother, and that candle that I lit for her.
For her. And I'm sure that Rose's spirit realizes that.
Well, Herschel. I hope so.
And you're talking about her many years ago.
We're talking about her today. 26 years ago.
Yeah. Right now. Isn't it? Yes. It is. That was a beautiful story, Larry. And the fact is that, what is that old saying? Light a candle instead of cursing the darkness.
Oh, yes, sure. That's a part of that. A simple little flame.
Yeah, light a candle instead of cursing the darkness. And there is something about that unites us all also. And if we can come to the realization that no matter how we feel about certain things in the world, we are all human beings. And we are all united one way or the other.
Well, like it or not, we are united.
We are all united.
We can make that a positive gesture of cooperation instead of conflict.
Larry Brown, thank you. That was an unusual segment, but a beautiful one today with you.
Well, thank you.
And
for a June day.
Yeah, for June the 7th, Friday, June the 7th. We're out of time for today, Larry. Thank you so much for coming by.
Sure.
Our guests on Monday are Rob Krause and Heather Harlan. Our program, I want to remind you, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you're going to be out and about this weekend, be careful, be nice to each other, and if it's dark, simply light a candle and know that we're all united together. Yeah. And if you'd like to listen to this program again or watch it, you can do that by signing up for a free vodcast or podcast. Go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and Radio Friends. Bye-bye.